What's up? This is John Lang. The guitarist for Fades Away, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
All right, everybody, we're hanging out here after a show with Project 86, and I'm hanging out with Andrew from Project 86. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm great. Everybody, remember, get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and a word. Do not keep silent. Now, Andrew, you're coming out with a brand new album, which will be released June, I believe, right?
Well, we're looking more at July, August, just because of the logistics and the length of time it's taken to get the whole thing finished.
Okay. Now, but you're totally doing all the work. I mean, you're not working with a record label or anything like that this time around, right?
No. However, I've had an amazing team of people work on this record. The guys that have played on it, I got a great list. Rocky Gray from Living Sacrifice and Evanescence played drums. Cody Driggers from The Wedding played bass. Blake Martin from A Plea for Purging played guitar. I have a guest vocal on one song from Bruce Fitzhugh from Living Sacrifice. Brian Welch is on a song. I had the whole Wedding band do gang vocals. Bunch of others as well. So it's been really cool.
How's it been doing it pretty much yourself? I mean, without having all these people kind of telling you what to do, things like that.
I mean, this band has always been about doing it our way, you know what I mean? So in that sense, it hasn't been different. But in this chapter of the band, there's definitely more responsibility on my shoulders in particular from start to finish. So it's been a lot of work. But you're hearing songs that I didn't write, with other guys that, I basically was the driving force behind every piece of music that you hear. So it's pretty, it's been an interesting challenge, and it's been really fulfilling.
So if, you know, if there's stuff people don't like, they can just come blame you.
They can blame me.
That's awesome. Well, one thing I love about when you are out doing tours and everything, and when you walk out on the crowd and just keep singing, I think that's pretty unbelievable. What gave you that idea to actually do that?
What do you mean?
Well, when you, like at Sunshine, you are not afraid to get out there and get up on people, and you're still singing while on the crowd, and it's awesome because not every band does that. They'll have their singer just jump out, and he'll just kind of flail around like a dead fish. But you, at least I believe, it's more of like a commanding presence, I feel. So why do you do that?
Man, I don't know. It's just kind of like a natural response to the energy in the room. You know what I mean? And you know, I used to go shows back in the day and be the kid in the crowd. You know what I mean? And I know what gets me excited when I go to a show. So I try to put myself in the minds of the people that are there. And for me, it's just fun to connect. And what better way to connect than to physically connect? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, putting together the DVD project, was that a lot of fun putting that together? Was it just a lot of work?
I mean, it was a ton of work, but it was really nostalgic. Yeah. Because the fans were the driving force behind this DVD because they sent in so many good pictures and so much great footage. It was definitely a trip down memory lane in many senses, and we got to celebrate every chapter of this band up until now. You know, I feel like we're at a transition point right now where this is a sort of a reinvention, you know what I mean, in a good way. And the whole 15 thing was a celebration of that journey that I feel like has come to like a little bit of a crossroads in the sense that, you know, working with some new people and approaching the thing a lot differently. But I feel like the spirit, the heart that is behind what we do, you know, Jesus, is so present in this new music. You'll hear it when you hear the songs. You know, it transcends the notes and the lyrics and all that stuff. There's something about it.
That's awesome. So with your saying you're writing it, listening to God, writing it out, what was that process like for you?
You know, it was a day-to-day humbling thing where it was like, man, all right, what am I doing next? You know what I mean? How? What are we going to do? And it was such a learning curve, you know, a growth thing where it's like I feel like I've come out, you know, when the song's actually, I'm sorry, when the album is actually finished being mixed and everything, I will just breathe this air that I've never breathed before because there's been more work put into this record than anyone that I've ever done. And it's definitely an opus, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm excited. It's one thing I like about what you guys do is, for me, every album is different. Okay. Everyone. And you never know. It is. It's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. Because, Evil, you know, that song is different than other songs. It's just amazing. So, can you share, what is the name of the new album? Can you do that yet?
We don't have a name for it yet. I said this on stage tonight. I've got a long list of names that I'm kicking around, and I have to make a decision soon. So you'll know soon, but I don't know.
So you're praying on it.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. You know, if there was one thing you wanted to share with the listeners, whatever that is, what would that one thing be?
Wow. You know, this may sound cliche, but life is short. You know, and we all feel like we're going to be here forever, but we're not. And when you start being face-to-face with your own mortality, you start prioritizing. And if we can live every day as if it was actually our last, because it might be, in light of the fact that when we die, there's a very real God that we will be face-to-face with, that's revolutionary. That's how we should live.
That's great stuff. You know, we have atheists and agnostics that listen to our program. Mm-hmm. How would you share that with them, helping them to understand, I love you and I respect what you believe, but how would you, if you were able to talk to an atheist right now, how would you share that with them in love?
Well, I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. Engaging in an intellectual discussion about God with someone who does not choose to believe is in some senses a fruitless endeavor. Now, there's many philosophical reasons why I believe Christianity is valid, and it's a faith that is not just blind. But I think at the end of the day, what it comes down to is this. You will not acknowledge the truth of God and of Jesus until you realize that you need him. And when you realize that you need God, that's where all of your arguments go out the window. And that's where God wants us to be. That's faith. That's trust. And it's only when we're facing situations that we can't get out of ourselves or we can't solve ourselves that we really, truly, in our heart of hearts, call out to that higher power. And I would say, look, I'm not going to try to argue you into believing what I believe. That's fruitless. But I'll bet you that you'll come to a place in your life at some point where something, some circumstance is spinning you out of control. And where are you going to turn then?
I think that's great. If people want to contact with you, how do they do it?
You know, if you'd asked me that a year ago, I probably would have said, you know, follow me on Facebook. But I'm so over Facebook. You know, the best way, just go to my website or the band's website, project86.com or andrewschwab.com. There's like email forms on there where you can contact us. You know, my email is just bookingschwab@mac.com. I do a lot of speaking stuff as well. The band is just info@project86.com. That's the easiest way.
Well, everybody go check them out. For those of you, if you've been living under a rock and don't know who they are, then go check them out for sure. But like everyone knows out there, these guys are, if not my favorite, one of my favorite for sure. So go check them out. And we just appreciate you so much, Andrew. Thank you.
Dude, thanks for having me, man.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.